This is the Hits Radio. I am Will Manning. I'm excited. I'm not going to lie, I'm excited. There's three smiling faces right in front of me right now.
Yeah, boy!
Rough Copy!
Yeah man!
Yes. I love it when people clap for themselves.
Yeah. Why not? I worked 7 years for this.
Yes.
clap my own back.
You've earned that clap. How are we guys doing? You all good?
Kushti lala.
Literally. Happy.
I said to you when you walk through the door, it's very rare to see a smiling pop star these days, but you guys are providing smiles and the happiness.
Do you know where we are at right now?
I know.
Tell me about it. Hits Radio.
It feels like you're about to go into a dramatic monologue.
Hits Radio. I listen to this in my house.
Trust me.
On my couch.
Well, so it feels like a long time since you were on the X Factor screens, but what was it? It was December, right? That you came off our TVs?
Yes, December, and we went straight into work mode, literally.
Was it straight off the stage, straight into work?
Yeah, just short of a week rest, and it was gigging, and just making music, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
And we were rehearsing for the tour as well, the X Factor tour, so...
Of course. Yeah. So, are we still friendly with anyone from the X Factor?
Yes.
We're still
Luke Friend.
People?
Hannah Barrett.
Kings and Road.
Yeah. Kings and Road. I saw those guys the other week.
Tamara Foster.
They're doing all right. We should probably get the formal introductions, by the way, from you three guys. So let's go along. Let's go along the line. For those who maybe never watched the X Factor, or, you know, those people who were like, ugh, X Factor. let's get the introductions.
Hello. It is your boy, Sterling, a.k.a. Bossy Boy RC, a.k.a. the one that wears the backpacks.
Now, is there anything in that bag?
Yeah.
All right. Cause, no, you're only asking because a lot of people these days walk around with backpacks
empty.
That have nothing in. Purely for the... Is there anything in that? There's nothing in that bag, is there?
Not as yet, but I might come across somewhere where I might have to put something in there.
Are you planning on stealing from my studio?
Probably, yes.
We already have.
Backpack.
We have.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Backpack.
Thank you. Next up.
Do you know your name? I can't remember my name. You can't remember your name? Oh, God, it's going to be an awkward
one. I am another one third.
Yeah.
My name is Joey.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Dope Boy RC. And I'm the one who always wears the MJ hat.
Okay.
And dances like crazy and has lots of energy and everyone calls crazy.
And with the more than one chain as well, which I've noticed.
Yeah.
Five chain.
Okay. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you, Mr.
Thank
MJ
you.
Hat.
Yes.
And last on the line.
Hello.
Last but not least.
I go by the name Kazim and I'm the one with the shiny teeth.
All right. Let's see the teeth.
Ching!
Oh, wow. Need a bit of light reflecting off that.
Ching!
Is there a story behind that tooth?
I wanted to be distinctive.
Right.
So I wanted to distinctify my look.
Ching!
Let's talk about your debut single, Street Love, out on the 29th of June,
yes.
Which is absolutely massive.
Well, Street Love is the official single. It is coming out on the 29th of June, so pre-order it now. The video is on Vevo and YouTube, so give that a watch. So much style and so much swagger in there. It oozes swag.
Thank you. 29th of June, it's out. Have you got a way you introduce your songs? Have you got like a harmonising way you introduce it?
No, not really.
Let's get it.
More of a rap version.
All right, I'm down with that.
We just do this.
Hit me with it.
Yo, it's your boy, it's Rough Copy. And this is our new single, Street
Love.
Oh, tie.
Lift up. This is the Hits Radio. It's Will Manning. I'm joined right now by the legends already.
Wow.
Purely from this interview alone. Rough Copy.
Yes.
So the debut single, Street Love, out on the 29th of June.
Yes.
What's the best bit about you guys being on stage now? Because now you've broken away from the X Factor. You guys are now Rough Copy in your own right. You're not X Factor related now.
So
what's it like now just being you guys on stage? You can be who you really are.
I love it. You don't have to cover songs and stuff. I love it. Mm. No, because obviously we love the cover songs and we love singing
songs. Don't get it wrong.
That reminds us of a time.
It's always going to be memories to us. Yeah.
But it's nothing like going on stage and singing your own material and getting the crowd to sing your material.
Yeah.
And being able to just jump off stage when you want.
Yeah.
You know, Kaz will be familiar with that.
Yes.
The ultimate dream. Kaz is familiar with that. Are you the crowd surfer, are you? He's a crazy one.
I ain't surfed the crowd yet, but I will, promise you, I will.
The thing is, right, it's a bit of a risk. Because what if everyone makes you think they're going to get you,
and then actually they're going, right, get out.
I feel we've seen that many times, you know, but hopefully I'm not one of those people who just go...
Yeah. Cracked your skull open.
Oh my gosh.
It's all over.
In the wheelchair. Are you going to catch that?
I don't want to jinx it. It's all going to be fine. Rough Copy. Yeah. Let's play a song and then we'll play a game of Have You Ever.
Everyone's on this game.
This is what happens when you come to radio stations, man. You have to play games. Right, we're back with Rough Copy. Oh, hang on. What's going on here?
Nothing.
I'm liking that. Are we getting an exclusive there?
No.
No?
That was a joke. You said "Have you ever?" And "Have you ever?" It just reminds us of Brandy.
Straight away.
Oh, yeah. Sang years ago.
Okay. Well, let's play a game after this. Katy Perry and Dark Horse on the Hits Radio, Rough Copy. We are going to play a game.
We're going to play a game.
The game that every pop star or pop stars fear.
I like this word you keep throwing about. Oh, say it again.
Pop star.
Yes.
It's true. It's a fact, man.
We claim it.
Right, this plastic cup is loaded with have you ever questions. Each of you need to pick one of these questions. Yeah. The rule is you have to answer it and you have to give the backstory.
Oh, man, you have to answer it.
You have to answer it and you have to give the backstory. Such pick one have you ever question.
Oh, man.
Ask the girl out and being rejected.
Wow. Have you ever asked a girl out and been rejected?
No, because I'm not stupid like that.
Oh, right.
You have to get to know the girl. This ain't a club thing.
Yeah.
You have to get to know, meet the girl, you know, find out what's going on, sweet or what. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
Wow. So
are you telling me that you've never been rejected by a woman in your life?
No, not like what? Like, no, I don't like you. Move.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I get jokes.
Serious?
No.
What kind of superhuman are you?
I swear down.
Superhuman?
Seriously? I swear down.
Don't
get me wrong.
Game,
don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I go with every girl and have every girl.
Yeah.
But I've never been rejected.
I need some tips off you after this. Right. Awesome. Right, next up. What's the have you ever question, Joey?
My question is, have you ever played a prank that got out of hand? And it's funny that I get that question because someone is in the room with me, my cameraman, who's also like my blood brother.
He's got a grin on his face right now. He knows what's coming.
And we played a prank one time. I think we was in the house and then it was really bad. We pretended that we was messing around in the kitchen with the knife and then Ash pretended, this wasn't me, it wasn't my idea.
Right.
Ash pretended that he got stabbed and he had ketchup and everything on my friends.
Right.
And all my friends, this was when we was in college days, and my friends was like, oh my God, what can I do? Everyone's panicking.
That is true.
And I was just like, and then obviously it got kind of out of hand, but everyone was like, tried to call an ambulance and I was like, no. And they said, what are you doing? And then everyone got upset and it ruined
the
vibe.
Don't mess with knives, man. Come on.
It was Ash's idea, man.
This is going well.
That's exclusive, you know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
He's not even heard that.
Wow. Wow, there we go. Yeah, getting all the exclusives today. Right. Yeah, can your story beat that? What have we got?
Had your revenge.
Have you ever had your revenge?
No, man. You know what it is?
You have to think about that.
This is my quote. I don't hold grudges. I just don't mess with you.
You've never got revenge? You're not even at the playground. Someone's tripped you up and you're like, I'm going to get that man.
You know what? I'll give you one. This is a fun one.
Here we go.
I'm a dancer, right? So obviously, when we're in like club environments, right?
Yeah.
Or we go to events and someone tries to step to me, I give them 10 minutes of shine and then I just finish them.
Okay, so you'd be like, right, they're doing their thing, but I know I can beat that, so I'll let them have their 10 minutes of fame, but then when I step in, it's game over.
Game over,
right.
Sorry.
So that is your revenge, just purely doing what you do.
That's the fun part,
I like that. Yeah. Guys, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you today.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Good luck with the single.
Yeah, boy!
29th of June, it's out. Good luck with everything else. And we'll
pre-order,
see you
Shazam,
the next single, yeah?
Yes.
Rough Copy, thanks very much.
Love. Thank you, sir.